We're on the Mishnah Yudgimel Amud Aleph. Sheish Arayos Chamulos Me'elu. The six Arayos more chomer than the ones mentioned in the first Mishnah. The reason they're more chomer is because it's impossible for any of the brothers to be married to these women. And there's no such thing as marriage with any of them for any of the brothers. And therefore, Mipnation is Suos Vacherin, and therefore the only case could be where they're married to someone else and another woman. So Reuven is married to, and Reuven and Shimon are what's it called, not brothers, not the case of brothers, not case of Yibum. Reuven is married to Shimon's mother and another woman. Then and he divorces this other woman, the other woman can marry Reuven, even though she was a tzara to his mother, that has nothing to do with Yibum, and therefore what's it called, she's mutter. So, or she married his brother the Isser. Reuven's mother is also Shimon's mother, or at least it's his father's wife, and Shimon the Isser married that woman, and he had another wife. He's not really married to that woman. He can't marry her mother. So he's living with her, Be'isser. So she's not, the other wife is not Tzoras Erva. And now if Shimon dies, the only wife that falls to Yibum is the Tzora. Because the mother, he can't marry, he couldn't marry his mother. So Mimela, what's it called? There's no Indian of Tzoras Erva in this case. There the tzor is mutter in either of those cases that I said. What? Which of those six erves? Arayus, imo, mother. Right. Your mother is either your brother's mother, or it's his father's wife. If it's not his mother, the aishas abid, right, and a father's wife, right. That's what's it called? The first one is imo me'anusaso, and the second one is aishas abid. The Achos Aviv, and your aunt, father's sister, impossible for any of the brothers who are brothers from the father to marry their aunt. Achoso Me Aviv, and a sister from the father, all the brothers are also to that. The brothers have to be brothers from the same father. So if it's the sister of one of the brothers from the father, it's the sister of all the brothers from the father. The Eishes Achi Aviv, and your uncle's wife also, if they're related through the father, then it's their uncle's wife. The Eishes Achiv Me'aviv. And the same thing goes with your brother's your father, your brother from your father's wife who had children. So she's also usher to all the brothers. So those six cases, it's impossible for any of the brothers to be married to these arayas. So even if they got married, they're not married, and the tzara therefore goes to Yibum. Or it's talking in a case where none of the brothers married her; so a stranger married these women, and they had other wives. That for sure doesn't aser the tzara. The tzara is only aser because she becomes aishas achiv as if she had children. Shelo b'makom mitzvah. But where the case is not Eishes Achiv, it's Sam, she was the Sora to an Erva to you, that doesn't make her Asa. Rashi, Sheish Arayos, Sheish Chamulos Me'elu, Mahu Chomer Shalahem, why are they more Chomer? Shenesuos La'acherim, because they're married to, they can only be married to other people. Ve'enam Yechom Rinoshi La'achiv Me'aviv, impossible to marry any of the other brothers who are brothers from the father. And if the tzara, the erva died, right? The person can marry any of these tzaras, the brother, the person who's an erva to the first wife can marry any of these brothers. Imo enu yachol linasi loachiv shozeh me'aviv. If it's this one's mother, even if it's not the other brother's mother, but it's at least his father's wife. The same thing goes with the father's wife. Okay, the achos aviv, the eishes achiv, the aviv shoyu lebanim, the eishes achi aviv, kulan asuros lo echad mi aviv, kishem shasuros lelav. All these arayas are also to all the brothers, just like they're also to him. The ein bohem tzad yibum azela ola. Never can have yibum, because they never could be married to the brother. The nisu lacherim, so if they got married to someone else, v'lohem noshen acheris, and they had other wives, umesu, right, and those people died, mutoris, linos azul, the tzoris, mutor to marry this person. She'ein tzoris erva asura ela kishenof liyibum imho erva pamachas. A tzoris erva is only asur if she fell to yibum together with an erva. So then, just like the erva is also, the tzoris also. She'kivin she'potro tzoris erva, amda olamis b'yisra'i she'tzach, yish labonim. The Isser is not an Isser of a Tzara. The Isser is that now she's a brother's wife who's as if she had children, because she's not Chayiv and Yibum. Mela, she's also because of Eishes Achiv. But if she's married to a stranger, she never became Osir. Okay, let's go on. Beishamei Matirim HaTzaros V'Achim. All this is according to Beis Hillel. That Beishamei does not learn the Tzukim to Asir the Tzara. And therefore, if an erva and the tzara fall to yibum in the first 15 cases, Beishamei holds the tzara has yibum. Beis Hillel says there is no yibum and there is no chalitza. Choltzu, what happens if one of the tzaras fell to yibum? So according to Beis Hillel, they're potter from yibum and chalitza. According to Beishamei, they're chayiv in yibum or chalitza. So what if they had chalitza? Beishamei poslim in akahuna. Then she's a chalutza. And now, if the husband died, the brother died, she's also to marry a kohen, because she's a chalutza. Beis Hillel machshir, and Beis Hillel say it's no chalitza at all. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza. If you made chalitza and stam a woman who you're not chayiv in yibum, you didn't do anything. Right? It's just it's a fake. So she's still kosher to marry a kohen. Nisyabmu, if you made yibum in this tzara, so Beishamei says it's yibum. She's chayiv in yibum. Beishamei machshir. Beishamei says the yibum's a good yibum. Beis Hillel posted. And Beis Hillel said that you lived with Eishes Achiv, where that has a, what's it called, that has no mitzvah of yibum, you're chayiv koris. Right? And the child is a mamzer. And she's also the kuhuna, right? Even though Beis Hillel says the Tzara is Osir, and Beis Shammai says she's Mutter, Elu Poslin V'Mashirin, and the Mela, Beis Hillel passels the children that come from this supposed Yibum, and Beis Shammai says they're Mutter, Elu V'Mashirin, Lo Nimnu Beis Shammai, Lo Nosi Noshin Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel still married women from each other, except they let them know which ones they held were Osir. According to you, this woman's Osir. She was a Tzoras Erva, and she had Yibum, and they had a daughter, and the daughter is a Mamzeres according to Beis Hillel, and a perfectly kosher according to Beis Shammai. Or she's also to a Kohen according to Beis Hillel, and Mutter to a Kohen according to Beis Shammai. Milisa Noshim Beis Hillel, Velom Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. And they married, and they just let each other know. They trusted each other that they told each other who was mutter to them and who was asher to them. And also when Beishamei and Beis Hillel argued about tumas and taras, and according to one it was tar, and according to the other one it was tamei, lo nimnu osim taras, elu agabe elu. They, what's it called, they didn't stop accepting each other's tumas and taras, except they let each other know, according to you, this is tamei, according to you, this is tar. Rashi chotzu atzoros min ha'achim, if the tzara was given chalitza, Beishamei posim min ha'kahuna, shechalitza asa chalitza, because Beishamei says it's a good chalitza, she needs chalitza, and meneila she's a chalitza, she's asa to a kohen. Ubeisil machshirin lefi shechalitza asa shalom tzara. It's like doing chalitza and stam a woman. Right, go over to a woman and what's it? She takes off your shoe and she spits on the floor. It doesn't make her asa to a kohen. Shalom tzorah, vary kicholetzus min anochri. It's like stam, a person gave chalitza to somebody who is not chayiv chalitza to. So she doesn't pass it to a kohen. Nisyabnu la'achim, if the tzoros were nisyabeng, So according to Beis Shammai, they're doing a mitzvah. According to Beis Hillel, they're over a chi of Koresh. Beis Shammai machshir nosom lekohanim in this alman umiyabeim. If their yavam died, they're still kosher to marry a kohen, because there was nothing to usher about them. But Beis Hillel posten should nivul of usherhen. They had a bia that was chi of Koresh. Right? Any bia that's usher. A woman who's nivul to somebody who's pasul to her is called a zolna, and she's usher to a kohen. Even though the children of Tzoros that had Yibum are Mamzerim according to Beis Hillel and perfectly kosher according to Beis Shammai. They didn't stop marrying Beis Hillel, married women from Beis Shammai. They said, Beis Shammai told them, these women are also to you. To us, they're mother, to you, they're also. Bishahayu maldiim lahem olsen habos, natsoros and parsha. Elo gabe elu, elu mashil, and claim it leilu. We used to borrow each other's kalim, and they would tell each other, according to you, this is Tomei. According to us, it's Tahar. Okay. Omer of Shimon ben Pazi, my time in the Beis Shammai, why does Beis Shammai not learn the Isser of Tzoros, they learn from this pasuk that the Tzoros are mutter. Don't learn from where Beis Hillel learns that Tzoros is also the Tzoros, because we have a pasuk that tells me with Eirish that Tzoros are mutter. What's the pasuk? It says, when a brother dies, so Losia Eishes Hameis Hachutz of the Izdar. She shouldn't go Hachutz of the Izdar. It's talking where there are two wives, and there was an inner wife who's Aser, and an outer wife who's Mutter. Right? So the outer wife can't marry somebody else, she has to go to Yibum. Master, there's an inner wife who's Aser to the person who, the brother who is, what's it called, still alive. So that's the case where she's the Tzoros Erva. So Omer Achmona lo Siya. And the Torah said that she can't, what's it called, marry somebody else. Mashma, she's chayiv in yibum. Rashi. Lo siya eishes hameis hachutza, hachitzona shehi nochris liyavam, lo siya lezar. The outer wife, who is, what's it called, mutter to the yavam, can't marry anybody else but the yavam, meaning there's a chiyuv of yibum. Mechlal di ikapinimus, must be talking where there's an inner wife. An inner wife who's also to the yavam. Still, even though there's a wife that's also and a wife that's mutter, the wife that's mutter falls to yibum. Ubeis Hillel, Miboyel, what does Ubeis Hillel learn from that pasuk? Chutza, Losia, Ishes, Lechiv Rav Yehuda Marav. He learns what Rav Yehuda Marav says. Domer Rav Yehuda Marav, Menayin Shein Kedushin Tosin Bivama, Shenemer, Losia, Ishes, Hameis, Hachutza, Leishzor, Losia, Bohavoyel, Lezar. He learns that even though a Yavam of the Shuk is only a lav, this lav, right? And normally Chayvei Lavim, Kedushin is Tofes, right? The Kedushin is a Kedushin, it's Aser, but it's a Kedushin. And she needs a get, right? Here the Torah said, Lo Siya, it's impossible to make a marriage. The woman who's Omeid to a Yibum can't marry, not she's not allowed, she can't marry anybody else. And if somebody marries her, it's not a marriage. She doesn't need any get. So we learn it from Loshia Eishes Hameis Achutz Olizor. Loshia Bohavoya Lizar. It's impossible for her to create a Kedushim with somebody else until she has Yibum or Chalitza. Ubeishame Mikshid Lachutz Chutza Ksid. Now it doesn't say Lachutz, it says Chutza. So we learn both things. Lo siya le'izar, we learn that you can't create a marriage with a yavama. And chutza teaches me if there's two wives, one outer, one inner, the outer one still is olivibu. Ubeisil, kivin deceive chutza, command deceive lachutz. Right? Chutza and lachutz are the same thing. Dobi, the Tanya and Nechemya Omer called teva shetzricha lamed bitchilasa, hitlach hakosuv hei besofa. Right? Anything that would be where you say to this place, if you put a hay at the end, is the same thing. Now the Gemara gives examples. The Tanah Dvar B'Shemuel Kigon Elim Elima. Right? If you wanted to say Elim, you say Elima, same thing. So if you wanted to say Lachutz, you say Chutzo. Machanayim, Machanayim, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Instead of saying Limitzrayim, you say Mitzrayim. Divlasayma, Yerushalma, Midbara, La Midbar is Midbar. So Chutzah is like Chutz, same thing. Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda Marab and Allahu. Where does Rabbi Shammai know the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Marab? Never Izar Nafka. He learns it from this process. They'll see Ela Izar. She can't create a Kedushin with somebody other than the Yavah. And Chutzah is extra. Let him learn from Izar. What does he need from the Chutz? Ein achinami. Chutz olam alisa. What do you need Chutz for? The Rabbi Shoharusa. That even if the woman falls to Yibum from Erisin, there's still a din of Yibum. She's only an outer wife. She's not yet on the inner circle where she had Nisuin. And still there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Because I might think Yibum's only by Nisua. The marriage was consummated. If the marriage wasn't consummated, there's no Yibum. Kamash Malon, Hachutza, even if she's only an outer circle wife. The Ida, Harba Beishamai, where did they learn that from? Nichutza Hachutza. It says Hachutza. Could have said Chutza. So it says Hachutza, we learn the Arusa. The Ida, Chutza, Chutza, Lomash Malon. They still doesn't learn this Riboy of Chutza, Hachutza. Memela, he uses up all the Limudim just to tell me Arusa. And to tell me what's it called, that chutzah is not nothing different than lachutz, and from each czar he learns that you can't create a kedushin with a yavama, and he has no extra words to tell me that the czar is mutter. Maybe he learns from the other psukim the czar is awesome. And the shamei has that extra limud to tell me that the czar is mutter. Rashi. Chutzaksi demash machitzona. No, lo sehei bar havoya ainu tosin. Kedushin is not toface in a what's it called? We didn't learn well. She ain kedushin tosin biyavama. Yavama shelo chalza menayin in miskat shel shuk. She ain kedushin tosin. A woman didn't have chalitza, and what's it called? She got married to somebody else besides the yavam. So the kedushin doesn't take effect. Even though normally Chayvei Lavim Kedushin does take effect, here the Torah says specifically it doesn't. Talmud Lomer, Lo Sehei Bo Havoya, Einon Tosin. Lo Sehei, right? Lo Siya. Lo Siya means she can't get married. Not she's not allowed, she can't. Chutzaksi Damash Mechitzona. The Rabbos Arusa, Shinnis Armala Mina Erisin. If a brother died and he only had Erisin with his wife, Sricha Liyavim Kinesua. She falls to Yibum just as if she was in a suwa. The chutz amash mechitzona shel niskar v'adayin lebiya. She's an outer circle wife who hasn't yet come into the inner circle where the marriage was consummated. Okay. Rava Omar tamayu de beishamai de enis urchal iser. Rava says the reason for beishamai is not because he learns it from all these psukim, but because he holds normally enis urchal iser. Right? And therefore, if the woman was already usher, because of Eishes Achiv, she can't become Usher, she's Usher because of Achoso, the Isser of Eishes Ach is not calling her. Okay? In other words, where the Erva is already Usher because she's the sister of this guy's wife, it's his wife's sister. So now when he dies, she's going to become another Isser of Eishes Achiv, right? Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. And that will Asher the what's it called, the other wife. But doesn't come into play. Because since she's Asher already as his wife's sister, she's not going to become Asher now because of Eishes Achiv, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. Memela, the other wife, right, is not going to become Asur because she's a sister wife to Eishes Achiv. She was only a sister wife to a wife's sister. And that's like being an Erva to somebody who's a stranger. And therefore, doesn't Asur her to the other brother, to Rashi. The lo Asi Isur Achos Isha, the Chayil Isur Eishes Ach. The Havya Kenachis. And the male, she's like a, what's it called, a woman who is, not a tzara to an erva. She's what's it called? Tzara to a she's a tzara to a woman who's just another brother's wife. In other words, the opposite. The iser of my wife's sister isn't chal on the iser of my brother's wife. So she's not the wife's sister. She's not an erva for that. So the tzara is not an erva, not a tzara to the erva. So Tosha says, if that's the case, let her get evil. But the erva, no, she says the iser is there. It just doesn't take effect. So she can't have evil. Because if she'll have yibum, that iser will go away and this iser will come. It's waiting to come. It just can't come. You can't have two isurim chal in the same thing. Right? At different times. So once she's usher because of eshet achiv, she can't also become usher because of achos ishta. So she's not an erva. Only erva is eshet achiv. And eshet achiv doesn't usher the other one. Right? Just like he never ushers two wives. But the original wife who's achos ishta, right, even though she's also eshet achiv, she'll have yibum, the isra of eshet achiv will go away. Once that goes away, the achos ishta comes again. So she can't have yibum, right? But the other one never became a tzara of an erva, because she's not an erva. She's a tzara to a woman who's eshet achiv. So every tzara of two wives of a brother, one, both of them fall to yibum, and you make yibum in one. Oh, 1 second. So the Pshit Masmar says that Samar that's what the next thing Mar says. The Ainisr Tamay Rava Omer Tamay Veshami the Ainisr Khalisr. Samar says, Tena Hecha de Nosa Mace, the Akar Kach Nosa Chai. That's only where the brother who died married his wife first, and the Mela, when the one who's alive married his wife, she was what's it called, Achos. Achos Ochit, Achos Eishes Ochit, right? So the Isser of what's it called Eishes Ochit, right? Came before the Isser of Achos Ishto, because he wasn't his wife yet. He didn't marry the sister. So when the one who died married his wife, she became Osir to the other brother. When Reuven married Rachel, Rachel became usher to Shimon because of Eishes Achiv. Now Shimon went and married Leah. So that the Isser now of Rachel to Shimon of being Achos Ishto didn't take effect because the Isser of Eishes Achiv took first. But what about the other case, right? Ahecha. Lo also Yisra Achos Isha v'chay ala Yisra Eishes Ach. El Nosa Chai, the Acher Kach Nosa Meis. What was the opposite case? The living brother married his wife first. So his wife, so now the sister was Osir, right? Rachel became Osir to him because it's Leah's sister. But she wasn't yet the brother's wife. And then the brother married Rachel. So now the Isser of Eishes Ach came after the Isser of Achos Ishto. Just the opposite. So the Isser of Achos Ishto comes first. So the Isser of Eishes Achiv doesn't apply. She's an erva. Right? So now it would be that what's it called? She's a tzaras erva. So what do you say about that? Right? So now the Isser of Achos Ishto came first. Even the Lawasi Isra Ishisach, the Chayala Isra Achos Isha, Havi Lech Tzara Serva, Shalom Makamitzvah, the Shari. The Mar says, no. Since now the Isra of Ishisach can't come, so she doesn't fall to Yibum. Right? She's not Ishisachid. That Isra, that, right, only, Yibum is only where it's Ishisachid who doesn't have children. She's like Ishisachid who has children, so she never fell to Yibum. So the Tzara is not a Tzara of somebody who fell to Yibum, right? Because and just she couldn't do yibum because she's an erva, she bechlaus out of the picture. So Mamela, either way, according to Beis Shammai, the tzara is going to be mutter, either because she's not a tzara's erva, or because she's not a tzara to another woman who felt the yibum. One of the two. Rashi. Okay, there's no Rashi. Chotzu Beishamai Poslus. So if you gave Chalitza to the woman who needs Chalitza, she's Poslus to a Kohen. Pshita, right? Poshit. Lafuke Rav Yochan Ben Nuri. The Omer Bovin Esakil Metzorah Shu Chotzus Lomas Yabmos. Kamashalon the Beisil Machshir. The Pshita is on Beisil. Since she doesn't need Chalitza, since she, what's it called, doesn't need Chalitza, if you gave her Chalitza, she's not Poslus to a Kohen. So the Mer says Pshita. Of course, like he gave chalitza to somebody who doesn't need chalitza, she doesn't pass her to a Kohen. So no, it comes to tell me not like, what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that there's a din d'rabbanan of chalitza by tzoras erva. And a male, since there's a din d'rabbanan, she's puzzled mid d'rabbanan to a Kohen. From Ashmalan, that from our Mishnah, that we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and there is no chalitza even with the Rabbanan, and therefore she's not possible to limit the Rabbanan. She costs her 100% of a kohen. Rashi, pshita, kivin de lebeisham, I skukos liyavam, pshita, imchaltsu, psulos, lebeisil, kivin de pastri, lehum izikas yibum, imchaltsu, ksheiros, lekohune, de lav chalitza hi. Rabbi Yochanan, the Kamban, the Braisa, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a din to Rabbanan of chalitza by a tzoras erva. Even though Minat Torah she's potter completely, the Rabbanan will misak in chalitza, so she doesn't go away with nothing. Otherwise, people will think that Stam, you don't even have to give chalitza to either wife in a regular case. Bo v'nisakin with tzoros or ara yeshu choltzos, the kivin de bo chalitza, chalitzos or polzos afilu beishil mid Rabbanan. Kamashalon de beishil afilu takanta de Rabbanan leslu b'tzoros l'chalitza. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Nishyabnu Beisil Poslin, Hosu Lomali, what do I need this case? It's Poshin. Since Beisil holds that they're Osir, if they had Yibum, they're Chayiv Koris. So of course, they're Poshin. Hosu Lomali, I did Tanei Chotzu, Tanei Namishan, you don't need this, it's Poshin. But once it said the case of Chotzu, which you need to tell me not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so it said the case of Nishyabnu also. Okay, it's non Hosu. Go on a little bit more. Megillah Nikreis Be'echadas Ba'achadasor B'shneimosor B'shloshosor Ba'arboasor B'chamishosor Lopachas L'yosef. Right? Beginning of Megillah, that it's possible to read the Megillah on any one of these days, not before these days or after these days. Right? The cities that have walls read always on the 15th. Cities that are big cities without walls read always on the 14th. And little cities sometimes can be mocked in to the Yom HaKnisa, to the Monday or Thursday before Purim. Okay, and it could come out as early as the 11th, and or up to the 13th, that they read earlier. So, Omer Leirish Lokish Rav Yochanan, Ikri Kan, Lo Siskodidu, Lo Sasu Agudas Agudas, Torah says Lo Siskodidu, right, you're not allowed to have two different Torahs in the same place. Some people have this day Purim, some people have that day Purim. Right? Why don't we asur it because of Losis Kodidu? There's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether those or Achronim, the Losis Kodidu is the Mina Torah, only Asmachta. Is this really a Torah halacha, Losis Kodidu? That you can't, in one place, do two things that are contradictory. Right? Some people do this way, some people do that way. Rashi learns Lo Siskodidu is because it looks like two Torahs. And the Rambam learns it's because it leads to Machlokas. So some say it's Mamash in Issa D'Raisa, you learn from the Pasuk Lo Siskodidu, some say it's only Asmachta, it's in Issa D'Rabbanan, and they were Masmichin on the Pasuk of Lo Siskodidu. But many Rishonim, Achronim hold it's Issa D'Raisa. So Mara says, Hai Lo Siskodidu Mivori Ligufei, Dom Rachman Lo Sasu Chabur Al Meis, you need to tell me the halacha of losis kodidu, that you can't mutilate your body in mourning over a dead person. So Mar says, in Cain, lay makra losagudidu. My sis godidu, shmamino lohachi hudaasa. That losasu agudas agudas. Aside from the regular pshat, there's an extra pshat too. And again, some hold it's still only the Rabbanan. It's only in Asmachta, but they were masmichel on the fact that it said Lo Siskodidu. So it's mamash limud d'oraisa. The Gemara says ve'ema kulei lahachi hudaasa. Maybe the whole thing is only going to tell me this, not to tell me the regular thing. The whole isser is not having in the same place two different piskei halacha, but not that you're not allowed to mutilate yourself over the dead. In kein lemakro lo sagudu, my lo sis go to do shvami notarti, both halachas. Omer le ad kan lo shanisa makom shenagul lasos malacha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzos osim makom shenagul shelo lasos ein osim. Right, lechora, what's the problem? We learned already in psachim. What are you asking me over here? Van Megillah, ask me in psachim. The places that have a minhag to do malacha erev Pesach and places that have how could you have two minhagim? How could you have allow two different minhagim? Right? And some people will have the minhag here, some people not, some people be working, some people not. Looks like two Torahs. Right? Shmuel says, Aminu lecho ano isura, what's it called? Aminu lecho ano isura. Right? I'm not talking minhagim. Minhagim, you can have minhagim in different places. And some say that that's the halacha, that where it's only a minhag, then there's no problem of losis kovidu. And some say that it's only where everybody recognizes the fact that either a minhag is okay, whatever your minhag is, then there's no losis kovidu. It's not going to come to machlokas, and it doesn't look like two Torahs. Minhagim. But isurim, there you can't have some, this guy holds osir, this guy holds mutter. You can't have in the same place one saying osir, one saying mutter. Dom Rav Shalom Bar Abba Rav Yochanan, L'kayein es yimei ha-purim b'zmanehem. Zmanim har be'tiknu lehem chachonim. Over here, it's not different things. That's the halacha. For you, this is Purim. For this, that's the takhana they made. Right? Depends on the place. So there, it doesn't look like two Torahs. The Torah says, for this place, this is Purim. For this place, this is Purim. That was the takhana. V'at amras li minhaga. Right? But minhaga, that doesn't apply. Moshe says, v'hosham lavi surah hadi. V'asnan v'shamay osun v'shul matirin. By what's it called? By Tzoros. By what's it called? By what's it called? Malacha Erev Pesach. It's not just minig. It's also to do malacha according to one, and it's mutter to do malacha according to the other. So how could you have in one place people doing malacha and people not doing malacha? Right? Or how could you have some places doing, some places not? Right now we don't know it's in one place. Amarle, hosham haro elma malacha udaleshle. Right? People who say he's not doing it because he thinks it's aser. He doesn't have any malacha to do. So if it doesn't look like this one's doing it because it's aser and this one's doing it because it's mutter, but there's another reason you could say. Right? For instance, putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So in one place, it's aser for some people to put on tefillin because they hold that you have to put on tefillin, and some people don't put on tefillin, hold it's aser to put on tefillin. Right? It's a halacha. So therefore, you can't have it in one place. However, Moshe Feinstein says it's possible that in a place where people do wear tefillin, that somebody could not wear tefillin. Why? Because there's not no raya that he's not wearing tefillin because he holds you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Maybe it's a stomachache. There's other reasons why people don't wear tefillin. So maybe he has a stomachache. So if you're in a place where nobody wears tefillin, you can't wear tefillin. But if you're in a place where people wear tefillin, it's possible not to wear tefillin because people will say you have a stomachache. But then you can't be the Shliach Tzibur because you have a stomachache where you're down for the Yom anymore. So you can not wear tefillin, but you can't be the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, Rashi.
So
Rashi says the reason is it looks like two Torahs. It looks like three Torahs. This one has Purim this day, this one has Purim a different day. Zumar says that's not the case. That was the Takana. In Kain Lichtov Kralos Sagudu, the Master Lushin Gedida Bechabura, then it would mean mutilating. Maybe the whole Isra is only doing two different halachas, but not mutilating yourself. In Kain Lichtov Lo Sagudu. Didn't you learn already in Psachim? Why did you wait till Megillah to ask me the question? Ask me in Psachim. By Megillah, it's Asher. You can't read on the earlier day in a regular city. And the cities are supposed to be on the 14th, can't read on the 15th. And the 15th can't meet on the 14th. It's usher. The chayin b'nei tesva b'yudalit. The dami l'shnei Torahs. Then it looks like two Torahs. The at amris liman haga, but the case of psachim is only mimic. The hasam l'kuli amishari. Everybody holds mutter. It's only a mimic not to. Umiyu ba'asra da achmer al yishan isdark of ne'amach locust. Right, but in a place that it's usher, a person should be knowing that way. But l'maisha, it's possible to have two different minhagim. Everybody knows, only a minute. Mar says, "V'hasam yisura leka." It's usher too. Beishamai says usher to do work. V'oktani hasam b'layla b'leil b'dikas chametz. Beishamai usher u'beishul matirim lasos melacha. V'ika da'avdeka beishul v'ika da'avdeka beishamai. V'arei kan agudos. Some people do like beishul, some like beishamai. It's there, and then it looks like agudos. Amar lehasam, no, over there it's no raya if a person is not doing melacha that he holds it's usher. Maybe he just doesn't have any malacha to do. Lo domi v'shtei toros. The haroe zeshe ain osa malacha omer de'ain lo malasos. So we have like two different already klolim in this. There's a machlokas achronim whether these terutzim in the end stand. If by minhagim it's okay, right? Usually we say that if it's minhagim and everybody agrees that either minig is okay, then you could, what's it called, you could have it in one place. If it's a minig where I hold, it's a minig osir. We are knowing that this is osir. And we hold that the people who do it are doing the wrong thing. Then it's still losis godis. And the second teretz is, if it doesn't look that you're doing it because of isir, but there's other reasons why you could be doing it, then also losis godis doesn't apply. Okay, many achronim hold that both of these teretzim will hold in the end. I will give you over to Rav Aaron. I'm not going to be here Sunday or Monday. Going to England for the day. But what's it called? So the next two shiurim on this inyan, so there are other terutzim in the end. So Shaila is whether these terutzim stand, or because of the other terutzim, these terutzim fall away. According to most achronim, these two terutzim stand, so these are conditions in Moses Goldadu. According to some achronim, these conditions are batal, and therefore there's no difference between minhagim, there's no difference in something looks awesome, doesn't look awesome, it's always awesome, we should Moses Goldadu.